It's a good morning and welcome. This is Tech, and of course, it's we are together up to 12. Chicken is gone now with a free of mind. And now we have to get to a different business. All right, today we are going to look at the, you know, most important technology that will, you know, change the world, or that has already changed the world. And we are going to talk about how it has changed the world in terms of looking at its own pros and cons. You know, the advantages and the disadvantages of this technology. We are going to look at how it has changed the world already. You know, how it has already changed the world, looking at its own pros and cons. We are now looking at the facial recognition or face ID. You know, face ID is a type of biometric authentication that you use, that can be used. For example, it's now on some phones. You know, some smartphones already have, you know, face ID. They have some facial recognition. Some phones have, you know, that, and some airport and other, you know, entities have employed or have deployed this type of, you know, face IDs to assist in, you know, getting the authenticity of, you know, it's not only about authenticity, it's also about, you know, enhanced and improved security. You know, phones have face camera. Some of them have fingerprint, but today we are focusing on the face ID. So it's said to be, you know, it will be a game changer. It will be a game changer in, you know, we are going to look at the advantages. So, you know, facial recognition can be used to unlock devices. That's number one. Number two, it can be used at airports. It will also be helped, you know, by machine learning and artificial intelligence to expand it further to other, you know, to be used by other devices. And number four, it can also help us to improve, you know, the overall, you know, safety levels. Five, you know, facial recognition will be a good measure to fight, you know, diseases. Number six, it may help to protect important infrastructure. Number seven, you know, facial recognition can help to make processes, you know, more efficient. And number eight, it may help, you know, to identify, you know, fake, you know, passports. Nine, harder, you know, it will be harder for criminals to hide. You know, it will be hard for criminals to hide. 10, it can prevent all kinds of fraud. Now we get into expanding the pros one by one before we get to the cons. Maybe we might not finish the cons today, but we will try to touch them on Monday if we don't finish it. Number one, with the unlocking devices, the advantage is that it can be used to unlock the electronic devices. even though it's not, you know, widely used, it will become, you know, widely used very soon. A way you don't need to even remember your PIN. You just need to look at the camera, and or it will become common, you know, to unlock your computer or your smartphone or whatever device by just looking at the camera. Now imagine you don't know your PIN. You forget your PIN. You just need to, you know, have a look at the screen, and you are good to go. So this will be quite convenient, you know. This will be quite convenient. That's pro number one. At the cons, I'll come and say something, because at the cons, I'll come and say it by experience. The cons there, because we are now dealing with the advantages. So take note of the advantages. We are now on number one. There are 10 of them. Number two, it can be used at airports. You know, facial recognition is an important tool when it comes to control people at the airport. In some countries that have this advanced technology, quite number of people have to be supervised at the same time. So you have a large number of people that have to be supervised at the same time. So you need this type of artificial intelligence or this intelligent technology to do that. This technology can do much work, you know. You don't need to have a numerous employees, you know, to do the work. You just employ or deploy this type of technology that it can do the work. So a lot of unpleasant work can be done by cameras and computers, so it makes work more efficient. Number three, we talk about, you know, machine learning and artificial intelligence coming in to help expand the use of facial recognition technology. Yeah. And we say that we in this current type of world that we are living in, we are quite lucky, since, you know, machine learning and artificial intelligence can really make our life make easier in the future. Through self-learning processes that are led by machines and artificial intelligence, cameras will be able to do work more efficiently. They'll be able to control people. They'll be able to better identify people through self-learning processes. So, over time, facial recognition technology will become more powerful, and it can help do the work. It will continue to improve, and help over a period of time to make the work significantly efficient. The overall safety levels that facial recognition technology will help us improve. We are now looking at another advantage that, you know, facial recognition technology is able to assist in improving the overall safety, you know, across the globe. Then they know, of course, thieves and other criminals will have to think twice, you know, before they engage in activities, because they will know that they stand a chance to be caught. So there's more chances to be caught than, you know, them do getting away with the crime, you know, with a proper facial recognition technology in place. So they know, the criminals will know that, you know, chances of being caught and sentenced are very high. So the incentives of crimes will be, the incentives of crime will be lower when they know that there is a proper and effective facial recognition technology in place. And when it comes to it being a good measure to avoid, you know, the spread or to fight the spread of diseases, according to experts, they say through facial recognition, they can also avoid you know, the spread of diseases. When it comes to touching devices, that will be a thing of the past because you just need to look at the camera and everything about you is taken down. So the chances to catch the flu from a device that is caught by hand, those chances will be, you know, abated. And this is going to benefit the growth of GDP because you have lesser sickness and you have more work, you know, done. So they are saying that it will not just benefit the health of the people, it will also benefit the growth in the GDP because more people will be working and there will be less chances of sickness. And when it comes to the protection of important infrastructure, facial recognition can also help, you know, protect very important infrastructure from getting attacked, you know. For example, power plants and other infrastructures, that the crucial infrastructure and devices can, you know, be equipped with a proper and very efficient facial recognition technology to avoid, you know, thieves and criminals from, you know, getting access to those plants. So the chances of vandalizing important infrastructures will be very low. And it's not only for power plants, but other important buildings that need to be protected. When it comes to processes made efficient, when it comes to, you know, processes in general, facial recognition technology can also assist in making, you know, processes very easier and efficient. For example, if you are at the airport, you will have to wait for a long time, you know, before your passport and other documents are checked, you know. But these processes can be efficiently and significantly, you know, effectively, you know, processed or facilitated using facial recognition, you know, techniques. And it is projected that in the future, you know, it will save us plenty of time since most of these processes will have to be done by, you know, facial recognition technology. When it comes to the identification of fake passports, you know, if this technology advances, you know, if it advances like the way it does, it will also help in identifying, you know, fake passports. In this world, there are people that can fake passports, and they can even be faked a good quality, you know, passport, but it is fake. And police officers and other officials will not even realize that these are fake passports when they look at them. So, Since the fake passport issue is prevalent all over the world, face recognition technology will then assist in detecting a fake passport. When it comes to the issue of criminals finding it hard to hide, you know, it would be much harder, you know, for criminals to hide when they are on the wanted list. You see, and they say that even if they find they run to the remote countries of the world, cameras will catch them, and then, you know, the information will come, and their information will match the international, you know, list of the wanted. It will match the international database. So, and they will be caught. And chances are that, you know, criminals will be caught faster, and thanks to this technology, that in future criminals will be caught faster. And preventing all kinds of fraud, facial recognition can also help to prevent fraud of many sorts. If you use facial recognition for your credit cards, chances are that it will be much harder for criminals to use your credit card information because they do not have your face. Therefore, you may be able to protect against several sorts of fraud in the near future, thanks to this technology called facial recognition. Now, those are the pros of facial recognition. You know, those are the advantages of facial recognition. Now, let's go to the problems of this technology. You know, let's go to the problems, and then after that, you come in and say, should we be optimistic for it? Remember, I have given you 10 pros of facial recognition, and I've gone deeper in explaining each of them. And now I will also go through the cons, which means the disadvantages of facial recognition technology. And I'll also take time to go and explain each of them. And then from there, you will come in to vote. Con versus pro. Which ones are more powerful? You know, which one are more powerful to you? Or which ones are more convincing? Okay, these ones are 11 cons, 11 problems, or 11 disadvantages. Okay, number one is about privacy concern. Two, facial recognition can be expensive. Three, it can take away freedom and fun from people. Number four, it can be misused by governments. Five, sensitive data can get stolen by hackers. Or by hackers, however you speak, it's potato, potato. Number six, this technology is not mature yet. It's not matured yet. Number seven, there are rules and regulations against facial recognition in some regions. Number eight, storage of data can be problematic. Nine, excessive reliance on facial recognition can be dangerous. Ten,
Vasco Sartutoze Pahami, Iriva International University of Management, IUM. Bamile Msakuri, Lingorisa Zasirimo Sestatama, Sa 2023, Rikwaluzwi, Martutoze Pahami Zechwaleka, Education, Health and Social Sciences, Information and Communication Technology, Strategic Management and Leadership, Tourism, Hospitality and Events Management, Business Administration, Environmental Studies and Postgraduate Studies. Hamu vataguzi varitavaka wafera kavutungi. Mokwaruleri kepela www.ium.edu.na. Kapa, mupotele liofisi zerivu kaofi. Mwamre nengi wa Windhoek, toropo ya Nkure Nkuru. Ongwe ndiva ni Walvis Bay. Kapa, mulize ze nombolo ye tatama. 061-433-6000. Hamzule Piri, Mukete Hande, Nukuzula Piri Niba IUM.
Hello Namibia. Indirapa manate muyuni Walela Pay. Lela Pay onkaro ompu woma futiro no kusisa ngoka haguningwa pamkaro gongodi, hokatovuru okutuminako omatumaraka goe agehe, na ngoka go paipindi, notaga dhana no kutura mombepo esimbo ojo tunjoka. Otovuru okuningashike ko Lela Pay. Otovuru okutura omatumaraka goe mombepo, tarongisa oka epa ko Eagle FM, nenge ka imba, nenge hoka ka Lela Pay, nenge uture moshifo sho The Villager ni kwao ya wedhapo. Otovuru okuninga omafutiro goe. Otovuru ishe okuturako omatumaraka goe ginima ya yoroka. Ngashi, omatumaraka goru kozi, omatumaraka goma fio, omatumaraka goma harero ya mbeko goma varo, no matumaraka goku arukehe ngoka wahara uzeithire oshiwana ashikesho monamibia, okuza owarapo doranda tu ni siringa itano mitumaraka kehe. Lela Pay, oharongo ngini. Konga oka epa ko Lela Pay ko Play Store, nenge ko App Store, eto katura kakarekeri mongo dioe. Paturura o akauntae o shari, eto turamo o maothemba goe. Inda ko kanjato ko eki mariwa, eto turako o shimariwa, to udhitha shoka topurwa uudhithe. Shampawa mana oku turamo o maothemba goe, hogora kucha o wahara okurungitha ehangano, nenge o vendaini, o Eagle FM, nenge o The Villager. Ronge kitha etumaraka joe eto sindi mpoka kwa shangwa send utume. Shamba watumu etumaraka joe otari turu wako Eagle FM, imba, Lela Pay, nenge ko The Villager. Ouna ishwe ompito yokuturako irongwa moyoe yoko make. Tumina inimawe ko digital.etomalite.com notai urikwa menderero. Opo ukare waguza kukara ndisi, tudengera nena kono raketa tuimwe, mbari nora, ndatu ngoi, hamano, ndatu ndatu, nenge kono raketa tuimwe, ndatu mbari, hetatu, 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 ne, no nora yeriari. Lela Pay, yimo nena, nena, tai adhika ko App Store, no ko Google Play Store.
Okay, we get to number 10. The general public may not accept this type of technology. This one is debatable. Then, you know, number 11, facial recognition can lead to high employment rate. Now, facial recognition can lead to high employment rate. Now, let me run through explaining. When it comes to privacy concern, the problems that are related to this technology, the one disadvantage is serious privacy concerns. So, the data has to be collected and stored somehow so that it makes this facial recognition as effective as possible. And this also means that personal data is collected from people and nobody will really know what it is going to be used for. Therefore, the people who oppose this type of technology, they say the collection of this data and the processing thereof cannot be verified as to who is using it and for what purpose. So what happens with the data? That is number two. when it comes to the prices, to the cost, it would be very costly to implement facial recognition technology on a very large scale. And it's not only cameras that are expensive. It is computers and servers that are going to be also installed, and we need people to manage those servers and to even develop it further. So that's how costly it is. So when it comes to the significant cost that comes with it, this will be borne by the taxpayer. So which means it will be more money from the taxpayer. Number three, it will take away freedom and fun from people. Another problem with facial recognition technology, it takes away some level of freedom in people. And if you are in public, you will always feel that there is a camera somewhere that is observing you. And that will limit you, you know, in terms of how you want to have fun. And it will remove an element of fun in people. People will not longer be free, because wherever they go, there are cameras and they'll feel that they are being observed. And number four, you know, it can be misused by government. Even though the technology can be used for many, you know, advantages and sense, for many sensible purposes, it can also be used, you know, by governments all over the world. If you live in a country that is governed by a dictator, the dictator will be happy, you know, to use facial recognition technology in order to keep control of the people that he deems unwanted. The people that will be sent to jail, for example, opposition, you know, leaders and activists and journalists and everyone. So in the wrong hands, it can be a powerful tool to do much harm than good. When we say sensitive data may be taken, may be stolen by hackers, another issue of, you know, facial recognition technologies that hackers can steal data. You know, we also hear in the media how servers, you know, get hacked and millions of information data could be stolen. So, and some of this information consists, this data, you know, have some of this data. Some of this data has sensitive information, and once it falls into wrong hands, nothing good can come out of that. And then we say this technology is not yet matured. It's not yet at the level where we can say it's matured. It will take a few more years, you know, even decades. Decades until the technology behind facial recognition can be fully optimized. So it's not yet matured, though it has been used. We are using it now. Some phones have that, you know, facial recognition for you to unlock your phone. So there might be other technologies that work better until this facial recognition technology is fully operational. Then there is the issue of rules and regulations against facial recognition technology in some regions of the world. There are governments in some countries that have already been sued for using, you know, facial recognition on people. In many cases, you know, people have been successful suing the government, and therefore facial recognition is no longer used in those countries. Therefore, lawsuits will also slow down the expansion of this technology, and then it will take time until it is, you know, until this kind of technology can really move humanity forward. Then we come to the problem of storage of data collected from this facial recognition technology. The storage of our personal data will also be problematic. There are many different regulations in place regarding, you know, the proper storage and processing of data. And there will be problem in terms of creating a global database because these laws differ from one country to the other. And, you know, you will not be able to have all regulation agreeing on the data processing and storage in so far as to bring or to come up with an international database. So even in theory, when we say it could work, but there are many practical challenges when it comes to the storage and processing of data. Then we look at the danger on the excessive reliance on facial recognition technology. When it comes to, you know, safety, if we start to solely rely on facial recognition as a main technology to ensure our safety, this will be very dangerous. When it comes to it not being successful for various reasons and problems that might occur in future, there is a need for us to come up with a backup plan. Though this is a promising technology, we must really have a backup plan in case it does not work. And when we talk about the general public accepting the technology, that's one problem. Because they are also quite skeptical when it comes to the use of facial recognition technology. You know, people don't want to be observed by cameras when they are in public. Therefore, the local population may protest against the use of facial recognition. They might not accept it on these grounds. And then the last one, you know, facial recognition can lead to high unemployment rate. When it comes to the facial recognition, it used to automate processes and making processes more efficient, chances will be higher that manual work will no longer be needed in the future, and therefore many people in the long run will lose their jobs, and then in turn unemployment rate will also, you know, be high because of the implementation and use of this facial recognition technology. So that is, you know, those are the top 21 pros and cons of facial recognition technology. I've given you 10 pros and 11 cons. Now, when you listen to this, are you still convinced that somewhere, somehow, we can still continue using this technology? After I've given you the cons. Now, I'm going to run through the cons, the pros again. Let me start with the cons. And because I've already explained them, so I'm just going to run through them. Number one, privacy concerns related to facial recognition. Number two, the cost, which means it can be expensive, and this cost will be borne by the taxpayer. It can take away freedom and fun in the from the people. For example, if there are cameras everywhere and you want to chew your KFC bone, you know, you are afraid that the camera is on you, so you end up throwing it and regret later. It can be misused by government, you know, to target activists, journalists, opposition politicians, and whoever, religious leaders that are speaking against government in some regions of the world. And then hackers can get to stealing sensitive data. Servers where the data is stored, and computers can be hacked, and then sensitive information can be in the wrong hands. This technology is not yet at the maturity where it's supposed to be. Therefore, there is a need for it to grow yet first. Rules and regulations differ when it comes to facial recognition. In some countries, the government had been sued for using facial recognition on people, and, you know, they were successful. And so, therefore, this technology has been disbanded in many countries. Storage of data can be problematic, which means, you know, you will need a lot of people to manage those servers, and nobody knows who is dealing with your data and for what. It is dangerous to put your reliance on facial recognition as the technology guaranteeing your safety. The general public may not accept this type of technology, and it can lead to high unemployment rate. Therefore, number one, it can be used to unlock devices. That's the advantage. You know, you can just look at your camera and then your device is unlocked. Number two, it can be used at airport, managing a lot of people at the same time. Machine learning and artificial intelligence will help to expand it. Four, it can be used to improve the overall safety levels, making it hard for criminals to run away. It can be a good measure to, you know, avoid the spread of diseases. It may help to protect important infrastructures. Nobody can vandalize and go away with it while you are in a shitenda there eating kapana. The police is after you. You have vandalized an electric box there. It can help to make processes more efficient, and then it may help to identify fake passport, harder to hide for criminals. Then it can prevent all kinds of fraud. So those were the pros and the cons of facial recognition technology. So now, 083-288-401. Do you still think we can still use it after 10 cons and 11 cons and 10 pros and 11 cons? Which ones are powerful? Is it the con, the list of cons, or is it the list of pros? Which one do you think have convinced you, you know, to think that you can continue with this technology despite its cons? Yes.
Franz, how are you?
Good, how are you?
You are talking about facial what?
Recognition technology.
Recognition.
Yes.
No, I'm too pessimistic about it.
Why?
Because the disadvantages are more than the advantages.
Okay.
And again, if you check nicely, So on the criminality kind of thing, I don't think it would be more helpful to recognize the thief. Because what if a thief happened to put on a mask? Will it be able to identify the safety? If it's going to be successful, then
yeah. So
I don't think so.
If a criminal put
Hello?
Yeah.
And you saying that it has been disbanded in some countries, it means that it has never worked for them.
No, it worked. It's only that governments
but
were sued.
But why did they disband it?
They disbanded it because they were sued by people on whom they used it. And those people became successful in court.
Yeah, because it's discomforting the comfort of the citizen. Because they are no longer free, it's now becoming megalomania, meaning that it's too much. It's just wanting to control other people's private lives.
All right.
That's why they are sued.
Mm-hmm.
And us having it here, I don't think it would be a good idea at all. And maybe the issue of identifying the passport, maybe there I would agree. Maybe it would be helpful. But on the criminality side of things, I don't think it will work. The thieves are very clever. They are very smart. They will put on masks. The mask. It will never.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right, Frank.
Yes, you can come through 03-083-2888-401. You people think I have the dictionary. I have learned the word megalomania. Hi. That's what we call the bombastic words. So I'm not the only one with the Corinthian dictionary. There are many people with dictionaries there. I think this one comes from the, you know, Pergamos dictionary. Yes.
Yes, Mr. Franz. Good morning, my brother.
Morning.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Good morning to your listener, sir. Mr. Franz, these things is really a challenge, ne? First of all, you know, both of them, they have disadvantage and advantage. But the same time, the other one is more special than the other. But while the other one is more criminality system that they want to present by the global world, by disadvantaging the denominations, which are the denominations, the human being, criminalizing, propagating, and while challenging people by giving you freedom of doing things, while the other end, you are going to pay the price within your life, within your property, and within your society. You see what you say. If you go to the bank or you go to the airport or maybe perhaps you are selling in the market or you are going to eat anything, camera is watching you. All these things are made for within your knowledge and your wisdom. But paralyzing you within the wisdom of your power and your wisdom of your capability so that you cannot able to function in any case of whatever security purposes that they want to put on you. So these are the sort of disadvantages and the time of creative way on how to make your security is freedom and sometimes how to make you to be feel that you are part of them. But while you are very far away from the knowledge that they are giving to you, distracting you, you understand? So it is end of the day, it is a challenge upon us as a society, as a human being, whether being the gender, whether being the full human being, men and women, whether being our foreigners or citizens, wherever we find ourselves. This is about us now because it's a paralyzing system. It's a challenge where they put in you that how you can accept this technology or this fast technology that I've been bringing as a smart city, smart system in you on how to change your capability of your movement of your life. So my take is that I'm not going to say let them bring it because it's already on the line going coming. So it is only us can see the reality while the reality is on our shoulder, our feet, and our head, and our heart. So what are we going to do? It is only to, as you say, it's time bomb. Let us see what is going to happen. Those who survive and those who will be protected, that is what will be seen. So this is what I wanted to say. Thank you, my brother. For love.
Yes.
Okay, sir.
All right. You can come through 083-288-401. Which one is powerful between the cons and the pros? Which one is very powerful? Which one do you think can convince you to say, facial recognition, no, not now. You know, not now. You know, facial recognition like the one in the phone, like the one in the iPhone, you know, it fails to even take your phone, your face in the morning, when you wake up in the morning, you know. Because I don't know what happens to the face when you are sleeping. You know, when you wake up, you are not, you know, maybe the phone is saying, this is not you. So, and when it comes to emergency, it can be problematic because in some cases it will still require you to enter your PIN. So it's not a remedy to say you don't have a PIN. Like for iPhone, it's even worse because you first have to have a PIN before you have the face ID. So when you don't have a PIN, if you cannot enter your PIN, so don't even think you can forget your PIN because there are instances where iPhone is really inconvenient, you know, because, for example, if you restart your phone, it will ask you to enter your PIN before for you to, because you have restarted your phone. It doesn't trust you that you are the owner of the phone. So for you to be authentic, you need to enter your PIN, writing it, you know, 081 ABCD. That's when it catches. And then from there, you can use it. So if you don't have that, forget. You will not have access to your menu. And in the morning, early in the morning when you wake up, I don't know what happened. I mean, what happens? How people look. You know, you're trying to look into the camera. But maybe you just need to a little bit freshen up your face. And then when you look in the camera, you know, it goes. You are accepted. You are accepted as the authentic owner. You know, you are accepted as the authentic owner. So we are going to go for a short break. And we'll be right back to come and say, you know, goodbyes. When we come back. But that is, you know, those are the challenges, you know, when it comes to facial recognition. Those are the challenges. But there are benefits too, that you can unlock your phone using the camera and you no longer need to enter the PIN. But there are instances where you need to verify it is you, so it will require you to have a PIN.
Hello Namibia. Indirapa manate muyuni walela pay. Lela pay onkaro ompu woma futiro no kuthisa ngoka haguningwa pamkaro gongodi hokatovuru okutuminako omatumaraka goe agehe na ngoka gopaipindi notaga dhanwa nokutuwa mombepo ethimbo ojo tuunjoka. Otovuru okuningashike ko lela pay. Otovuru okutura omatumaraka goe mombepo Torongisa oka epa ko Eagle FM nenge ka imba nenge hoka ka lela pe nenge utremo shifo sho the villager ni kwao ya wedapo.
Being circumcised keeps it clean and reduces a man's risk of getting sexually transmitted infections, including HIV. It's safe and it's free. Man up. Get the smart cut. To book for a free circumcision or to find out more, WhatsApp 081-309-2729 or visit us on Facebook at BMMC Namibia.
Uru okuninga omafutiro goe. Otovuru ishe okuturako omatumaraka goegi nima ya yoroka. Ngashi, omatumaraka gorukozi, omatumaraka gomahio, omatumaraka gomaharero ya mbeko gomavaro, nomatumaraka gokwarukehe, nguka wahara utseithire oshiwana ashikesho monamibia, okuza owarapo doranda tu, nithiringa itano metumaraka kehe. Lela pay, oharongo ngini. Konga oka epa ko lela pay, ko Play Store, nenge ko App Store, eto katura kakarekeri mongo dioe. Paturura o account ae oshari eto turamo omaosemba goe. Inda kokanjato koe kimariwa eto turako oshimariwa to udhitha shoka topurwa uudhithe. Shampa wa mana okuturamo omaosemba goe, hogora kucha wahara okurungitha ehangano nenge ovendaini o Eagle FM nenge o The Villager. Ronge kitha etumaraka joe eto sindi mpoka kwa shangwa send utume. Shamba watumu etumaraka joe otari turwa ko Eagle FM imba lela pay nenge ko The Villager. Ona ishwe ompito yokuturako irongwa moyoe yokomake. Tumina inimawe ko digital etomalite.com notai urikwa menderero. Opo ukare waguza ko karandisi. Tudengera nena kono rajeta tuyume mbari nora ndatongoi jamano ndatu ndatu nenge kono rajeta tuyume ndatu mbari jetatu 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 ne no nora yeriari. Lela pay yimo nena nena tai adika ko App Store no ko Google Play Store.
All right, my time to say goodbye has come, and let me not waste much time of for Dwight, but let me just say good afternoon to him. Dwight.
Franz, how are you doing?
Good.
Yes, yes.
How's it?
I'm okay, man. How was the show?
No, it's good. We were looking at the pros and cons of facial recognition technology.
Exactly, because that thing has now become a big storm in Australia, because some companies are using it without customers, without notifying the customers even.
And, they've been sued, as in Britain, they used it, I think, in US also, but they stopped using it.
Yeah, because, I mean, the whole thing is about you don't know what's happening to your
data and all that.
And it's been one of the discussions we've had here on Eagle FM about, you know, who owns the data, access to information.
Who owns the data and who benefits from this, you know, the data that is being collected on a daily basis.
Exactly. You know. Franz, from my side, we'll be taking a look at the entertainment marketing. It's going to be a lighter discussion for today because we see entertainment marketing so many times. And it's one of the crucial things for entertainers out there if they want to take some, you know, some pointers and some notes. This will be the discussion where they'll have access or the opportunity to just see if they can, you know, make use of one of these tools that I'll be sharing in today's discussion.
All right. On that note, we are going to continue again on Mondays. Stay tuned for Dwight.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye. Speak your mind. while respecting the opinions of others.
But how can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter
in terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the eye.
And